This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to hour number two of the Joe Messina Show, Real Side Radio. And you can find us at therealsideradio.com, the real side, I should say, .com, and joemessina.com. And if you'd like to chime in as well sometime tonight, we're going to be busy the next couple hours. Got a couple of great guests coming up here. But you can always give us a phone call as well at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Whiskey Dave. I'm in the chair for Joe. Have the honor for sitting in the chair for Joe the last two nights. Got a lot going on in the world, so it's really good for me, cathartically, to all pull it apart and put it back together again. For those that were listening last night, I dropped a small anecdote about something that happened to somebody very, very close to me, and it was just over the last couple of weeks, whereby there was a fentanyl overdose, and 22-year-old overdosed, ended up in the hospital. His friend that he was with, that took exactly the same pills, maybe one more, died, dead, and his friend had a couple of young kids, left a wife. They were taking Xanax. Not crazy stuff. I don't know why kids would want to take Xanax. You know, that's supposed to mellow you out. But nevertheless, it was laced with fentanyl. And this is beyond a crisis at this point. It's now an epidemic. And it is now impacting kids, even younger than this young man of 22, under the age of 14, are dying of fentanyl poisoning at a faster rate than any other age group. Between 2019 and 2021, synthetic opioid fatalities led by fentanyl poisonings among U.S. children under the age of 14 increased faster among any other U.S. age group, according to the CDC and Prevention Center. Infant fentanyl deaths. Infant! Increased twice as fast between 2019 and 2021. Fentanyl deaths among toddlers between the age of 1 and 4 more than tripled, and deaths among children between the ages of 5 and 14 nearly quadrupled. In many cases, the drugs ingested without the person's knowledge. People are taking pills, such as at parties, not knowing the pills are counterfeit or heavily laced with fentanyl. And people are making the illegal version of the synthetic drug to make it look like anything, including candy, by the way. And fentanyl is easily mixed with drugs like cocaine and heroin. So what is going on here? What world are we living in where the largest increase in drug overdose deaths is under the age of 14? This is not a political issue unless we talk about the border. But They're manufacturing this stuff, whether it's done through mules that are crossing the border or it's being created in the United States. This is now a threat. Unlike anything I can remember, we've talked about the crack, the crack crisis back in the 80s, and Nancy Reagan, just say no, and all of that. This is so far beyond that. And it is hitting every demographic, every part of our culture and our society, whether you're poor or you're rich, whether you're a man or a woman or otherwise, whether you're 20 or 5. CDC has actually endorsed the use of fentanyl test strips. It's a product originally created to test for fentanyl in urine after a person has already digested the drug. But according to the Wall Street Journal, there's a push to decriminalize them in some states, and the test strips are considered drug paraphernalia in some states, counties, and cities, which makes them illegal. And so what they're saying is that even with those fentanyl test strips, they may tell you that there's fentanyl in a product, but it may not necessarily tell you how much. So it's people playing Russian roulette with their lives when they take these illegal products. 2 milligrams of fentanyl, 2 milligrams of fentanyl, which is the size of a mosquito, is enough to kill an adult. And 100,000 people died of drug overdose in 2021, and 65,000 of those deaths were linked to fentanyl. Americans 25 to 44 accounted for 53% of the total number of fentanyl deaths in the U.S. in 2021. That's our latest year for statistics. Fentanyl poisoning was still the leading cause of death among Americans 18 to 45. So talk to your kids, and we're going to have a conversation here next after the break with somebody that I'm really, really interested to hear their perspective on what is happening right now. We're going to be having Carrie Quishan from the Action Drug Rehab, and they're going to be talking about how people even get to fentanyl, how people don't even realize that they're taking fentanyl. And that is going to be something that I think is going to be extremely important for us as we're talking here about what is happening right now amongst our children. And I don't know about you. I'm a father. It's absolutely, absolutely stunning to me what we're seeing happening right now. We'll be right back here after the break. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Don't go away. This is going to be good.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And you can listen to The Real Side Radio across the Salem and GCN Radio Network, wherever you are located, most places across the United States. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It is always great to be with you. And as I was just talking before the commercial break, the number of fentanyl cases have gone through the roof as far as deaths go. And we're now starting to see that it is impacting children under 14, with the CDC reporting that kids under the age of 14, their deaths are surging, absolutely surging. Well, wanted to talk about this with somebody that knows a lot more about it than I do, and delighted to welcome to the show the founder of the Action Family Counseling, Carrie Quachon. Carrie, welcome. Thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about ActionFamily.com. org, please.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the show, and I think the topic's terrific. And what Action Family Counseling is that we also call it Action Drug Rehab, is we have inpatient, detox, residential, and intensive outpatient programs we've been doing this, gosh, I've been doing this for, you know what, Dave, 40 years. I've been helping treatment for 40 years, so it's just, it's been a heck of a ride, I'll tell you that, especially watching all the trends, and you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the trends, because every indicator, and I've seen this through my own personal experience just in the last month. I was just saying before the break here that somebody very close to me, 22 years old, overdosed on what they thought was Xanax, and their friend that they were with died. This just took place, and this is a nice part. This is a nice neighborhood that they're in. So this is hitting everybody across all demographics and socioeconomic status, isn't it?
Yes, it's off the hook. I've been screaming for the last 5 years that it's coming, because I've seen every trend there is. I mean, 40 years, plus I'm also in recovery myself, so you know I've been clean and sober 42 years, and for
good
41
for
years is what I've been doing. But we're seeing things today that we've never seen before. There is no such thing as experimenting with drugs anymore or recreational drug usage, because every drug that's out there is worse than Russian roulette. So you're playing with your life all the time. I mean, it used to be, when, I mean, years ago, mini bennies, and then it went to Quaaludes, and then it went to Black Beauties, and then it was crack, and then it was crank, and then it was crystal meth and all that. In today's day, it's fentanyl. That's what it is. Because almost 99.9% of the drugs that are being sold on the streets today aren't real. They're fake.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because listen, back in the day, I'm not going to claim I never tried a drug in my life. I was in college in the 80s, okay? But that I made a conscious decision that I wanted to smoke something or try something, and you decided that's what you wanted to do. We didn't hear about people taking stuff that was laced with some chemical that is just going to kill you instantly. What are we seeing happening right now? Because a lot of the stuff that people, you know, people are dying. They didn't mean to take any fentanyl. They didn't make that decision, correct?
Correct. I would consider it murder. I mean, even in my using days, and believe me, it was out of control, crazy and wild. People weren't dying. You know, now everybody I know knows somebody that has died. Every single opiate addict that comes into my residential detox or rehab has at least a Narcan brought back to life from an overdose, a minimum of one, every single one of them. Even when they're calling me to come into treatment, they're saying the same thing over and over again. It's like, I'm scared. I know that is it going to be the next pill? Is it going to be the next hit? Is it going to be the next thing I smoke that's going to kill me? So every study is scared of this thing right now, but not enough to stop.
So, where are kids or anybody that's buying this stuff? I understand that, like, you can buy this stuff now on Snapchat. You can buy it on social media. Is that correct?
Snapchat is the biggest drug dealing forum there is in the country right now.
How is that allowed? How is that possible?
Because when you put something on Snapchat, you know it's there and then it's gone. So it's kind of one of those kind of things that who they're friending, anybody can get drugs there. I'm on Facebook the other day, and somebody that I supposedly is one of my friends is selling Xanax on Facebook. I mean, it's like, and then if you go to Craigslist or any of those things, you can see selling roof materials, black tops. I mean, they're selling it on Craigslist. These people are—it's being delivered to their house.
You were interviewed for CBS Los Angeles, and the name of the article, it's on CBSNews.com, says that Northern Los Angeles County leads area in fentanyl-related overdoses. Why sure. Do you believe this is—it's a local issue like this?
Well, I don't. I think it's a national issue. In fact, I know it is. It's everywhere right now. I think the reasons why I live in Santa Clarita, and I believe that we tell our numbers correctly, if that makes sense.
Okay.
When the overdoses, it's reported in Santa Clarita correctly. Some places they don't quite do that. But we're losing about 200 people a day.
That's insane. I mean, the entire country shut down for less people dying a day.
Can you imagine if we turned on the television and they're saying on television that 200 people a day are getting shot in the streets and dying?
Yeah.
What's really different? There's 200 people a day.
Okay, so as a parent, I mean, what are some of the things that we should be looking out for with the kids? And again, the kids can be as young as the age of birth at this point, because this stuff is just being laced. What should parents look for?
Well, first, but even before that, we need to hardwire our children. This needs to start at home when they're young. I was speaking the other day on some news show, and somebody said, when should we start talking to our children? How about when they're about three?
Okay.
They never teach to hear about this stuff, because as they're growing up, we need to hardwire them that drugs are bad. The message that we're giving right now out in the world, it used to be opiates are bad, cocaine is bad, crystal meth is bad. Now it's fentanyl is bad. Every freaking thing knows fentanyl is bad. We already know that. So the message is wrong. The message we need to be giving is that all drugs are bad, that all drugs are deadly, that there's poison in everything right now, that they don't...
Carrie, can I keep you through the break here? I have a few more questions for you, if you mind.
No, go for it.
Okay, thanks. We'll be right back, folks. We got Carrie Quashon from Action Drug Rehab, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about this fentanyl crisis that's impacting all of our kids and us. And we got a lot more to talk about here. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair. Do not go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Treasury Department sets a new deadline for Congress to raise the nation's debt ceiling. The agency says it could stave off a default on the government's debt until June 5th, but no longer than that. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says the White House is not interested at all in negotiating the issue with Republicans.
Even the prospect that you would put the full faith and credit of the United States on the negotiating table could do real damage to our economy.
Hardline Republicans in Congress have demanded any debt ceiling increase be tied to U.S. government spending cuts. Federal officials say heavy rain in recent weeks has helped greatly reduce the intensity of California's drought, confirming suspicions. The U.S. Climate Prediction Center says the northern and central California coast and Bay Area Delta will very likely climb out of drought by the end of April. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Dave here in the chair, Realside Radio, and in the after the next segment, we'd be happy to take your phone calls. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. But before that, we have Carrie Quashon, who is talking to us right now from a perspective of, well, the man really knows his stuff. We are delighted to have him as the founder of Action Family Counseling. You can find them at actionfamily.org. Carrie, again, tell us a little bit about Action Family Counseling and how you guys are helping out with this opioid crisis that we're currently experiencing.
Sure. We're a full treatment facility. We do everything from detox to residential to intensive outpatients, interventions. I mean, you name it, we do it. And we've been, gosh, with fentanyl, I've been doing this now for 40 years, but in the last year, we've been on full speed ahead because we're losing way too many people, Dave. I mean, anybody could just sit in my pocket and see what I see every day, or even just look on my Facebook. I had a mother text me about a month ago with a picture of her son that I have known, and she said, "Carrie, he's one of the angels now. Fentanyl took him." And this was October 25th, 2 freaking weeks later. She texts me again with a picture of her daughter and said, "Another angel, why is this happening to me?"
It's just heartbreaking. So we were talking before the break, and unfortunately we had to go to a commercial, but you were just starting to talk about some of the things that parents should be looking out for with your kids. Right. You know, you talk about even gateway drugs today. You know, a lot of people, I can't smoke weed today. The stuff that we had in the 80s is nothing compared to what it is today. I don't need to spend my night, you know, introspective and paranoid. But even stuff you talk about, like vaping and things, you believe leads to harder stuff, which can open the door to these drugs that can kill you, correct?
Well, here's what the deal. When we're young, Dave, we all have what I call contracts. meaning when I grow up, I want to be a cop or a lawyer or a doctor or something like that. And those things change. We also have another set of contracts. Remember these? When I grow up, I'll never.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never cigarette because it causes cancer. I don't want to die. They teach them that in kindergarten. I'm not going to drink alcohol. I don't want to use drugs. These are normal contracts that almost everybody has. So what happens? We start breaking our contracts, meaning, okay, we're looking over, we're in middle school, we're looking over by the gym, and all these people are hanging out. There's a couple of people vaping, there's girls hanging out. It starts to look exciting and glamorous. So somebody walks up and says, I want to be hanging out with these people. He gets over there, and somebody says, hey, buddy, want a cigarette, want to hit off the tape? Most kids say no the first time, but they're there today. So they're starting to get desensitized. And one day they go, what the heck? I'll take a hit. It's only a cigarette, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did they just... They broke a contract they made when they were in kindergarten. So here's how they clean that up. It's only a cigarette or a vape. I'll never use weed. And they mean it. But they're still hanging out with the same crowd. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come in with a bong or joint or an edible and say, hey, dude, do you want a hit? And they're going, no, I'll never do that. But they're getting desensitized again. So it's just a matter of time. Contracts are already broken when they say, all right, let me hit it. And they figure hit off some pot. What'd they do? They broke another contract. But they did something even more than break a contract. They just really became part of that crew. And the
right.
smoke substance made them feel different and better. How do they clean that up? It's only pot. I'll never. And you go to a party. Somebody brings out some crystal meth or a Xanax or whatever it is now. Fentanyl without even knowing it. And want to try this? No way, I don't use hard drugs, but they smoke a little bit more weed, and they drink a little more alcohol, and they go, what the heck, and they try it. If they have an addictive personality, they're screwed. Because that drug just made them feel different and better than anything they ever felt before.
So what do parents need to do to prevent their kids from even taking, you know, the chance, just trying something? How do we educate them?
Well, first of all, we got to be parents. I mean, if you, the normal parent, this is so frightening. The average parent of a teenager, for instance, spends between 2 and 10 minutes with their kids or talking to their kids a day. That's a fact. It's the kids. So when a kid gets 12 years old these days, for instance, they all seem to have cell phones now, right?
Right.
So what do you think a 12 or 13 year old does right before they fall asleep? They check their social media. They're talking to their friends on Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook, whatever, but they're talking to their friends and they're looking at it. So they go to sleep with their friends. Then they wake up in the morning. First thing they do, what? Get on their phone, check their social media, talk to their friends, go to the restroom, get ready for school, says goodbye to mom or dad if they're home, and goes to school with who? Their friends again.
Mm-hmm.
And they come home, mom and dad are working. Or if they're even living together, so who's waiting for them? When I say that, most people say nobody. That's not true. They're friends, either in person or in person on their phone. So you got parents that are spending 2 to 10 minutes with these children that now are with their friends 16-plus hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
So kids were not making bad choices 25 years ago because the parents were involved are now making bad choices because they're more wanting to please their friends and worrying about how bad their parents will feel.
Yeah. You were quoted by CBS News, and you said that we're not going to be able to arrest our way out of this, and we're not going to buy our way out of this. We can educate our way out of this. Are they talking about this? Do you think the schools, the teachers are informing students about this?
Point they, I know they're now putting Narcan. We had a press conference a few months ago, and I challenged every school district in the country to get Narcan in the schools, because if you don't have Narcan in the schools, you're going to lose lives. Period. So Narcan is to get in all the schools, which is very much exciting me, and I know that.
Explain what Narcan is.
Narcan is it's a drug, a nasal spray, that actually reverses an overdose when it comes to any opiates. If it's not an opiate, it won't work. If it's an opiate, it will work, but it will never harm you if you're not overdosing. You know what I'm saying?
So if somebody is overdosing, they're passed out or something, you can spray something up somebody's that person's nose, and what happens?
It reverses the overdose. Because the opioid actually sticks on the receptors of your brain. This kind of knocks it off. So it takes somebody from an overdose and makes immediately turns it into their almost like normal. Like, what the heck just happened? So sometimes people even get violent because all they know is they were getting loaded, and now all of a sudden they're on the ground or in an ambulance. Somebody's Narcanning them, and everybody's looking at them.
Last couple of minutes here. What do you think the reason is for this upsurge? And again, for those just joining us, a report from the CDC just came out today. The fentanyl deaths of children under 14 are surging, as young as infants, and it's going through the roof. Why do you think this is happening right now? What is it? Is it geopolitical? Is it the border? Is it something else?
Well, it's a lot of things. It's okay. If you remember right before the pandemic happened, right before the pandemic, we had what you call another pandemic. Remember when you turned on the television, they were talking about all the opioid overdoses and everyone's getting addicted and big farms were, big pharmaceutical companies were getting sued. Remember all that?
Yep.
So what happened is, right in the beginning of the pandemic, everybody realized, oh my goodness, we're making addicts, these opiates are addictive. So bang, just like that, it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors stopped writing prescriptions. The supply just went from exploding to none, period. And the demand was higher than ever in history, because during the pandemic, people that were using, they didn't stop, they used more.
Mm-hmm.
People that had anxiety had more anxiety. People that drank more. It was a bad time for everyone. And all of a sudden, all the opiates were off the street. They're gone.
Yeah.
Where did dealers get their oxys? They sent people to doctors. They doctor shopped. That stopped. So China said, oh, my goodness, there's a big opportunity here. And they started shipping fentanyl to the doctor.
Kerry, tell everybody where they could find you guys at Action Drug Rehab so they can help get somebody that they love help, please.
ActionDrugRehab.com. ActionDrugRehab.com.
org. Thank you so much for your time, Kerry. You're doing God's work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep doing it and fighting for our kids. And folks, we'll be right back after the break. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
You gotta ask a question here. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina. You gotta ask a question here where in 2015, Biden, seated next to Mayorkas, outlined his objective for an unrelenting stream of illegal immigration in order to replace those of Western Europe descent into the United States. Along with cartels, this is what is creating the fentanyl deaths of 100,000 plus people a year. And it is only growing. We've always had drug overdoses in this country. We certainly had them when Donald Trump was president. But it has absolutely just gone bionic since they opened the borders 2 years ago. This is what's happening. And I'm just going to say this. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, he's vowed to probe the Biden administration's dereliction of duty at the border. Because that's exactly what it is. It's a dereliction of duty at the border. He's threatened to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. He's threatened investigations and impeachment. And that is why Biden finally, after 80 years on this planet, after most of his life
spent in Washington, D.C., in Congress and the Senate, Vice President and now President, he finally visited the border after ignoring it the rest of his life. He understands that his failed immigration policies are about to finally be under a microscope after Congress and the corporate media spent 2 years ignoring it. But what did he do when he went to the border? He met before meeting with the Border Patrol agents. The city of El Paso cleared out large encampments filled with homeless illegal aliens, insulating Biden from having to see the extent of the damage he has caused. Why did El Paso do that? They're the ones that are suffering. I don't know. They've seen a massive spike in homelessness and crime because of Biden's border crisis, which all covered up for the presidential photo op. Why am I talking about this? Because the massive numbers of illegal fentanyl drugs that are crossing the borders are killing our children. There's no other way to explain it than that. And when Biden went down to the border, he didn't speak or encounter any illegal aliens. He refused to expose himself to the homelessness, the squalor, and the safety risks that the risks that El Paso residents have to deal with, have to live with on a daily basis due to Biden's immigration policies. Is he even aware of the dangerous situation his administration has created along the border? I mean, this is stunning. He's actually admitted he really doesn't even understand what's going on. That he is so out of touch. He told us before he went to the border that he compared illegal aliens to Jewish refugees who fled Nazi Germany to escape the Holocaust. He compared aliens illegally entering the United States for better work prospects. I don't blame them. If I lived in Honduras, I'd want to come to the States as well and protect my family. But there's a legal way to do that. And they claim, you know, the whole policy matter regarding that 90% of asylum seekers do not receive asylum either because they're not eligible or they fail to file an application to show up to court as required by law. He is ignorant of that fact. He refers to asylum seekers from a humanitarian basis, but he doesn't admit the fact that 90% of them do not receive asylum because they're not eligible. They don't show up to court. And most of these individuals are filing asylum not for safety reasons, which is the legitimate reason to file for asylum, but for economic reasons. Listen, my heart goes out to anybody that's struggling to make a living. We all do. Unless you're a trust fund baby in this country, and there are plenty of those, you have to work. And it is tough, especially in this economy. And whether you're in first world or third world, your number one focus is to take care of your family. I get that. But you cannot claim asylum in the United States because you can't get a job in Mexico or in Honduras or in Colombia or wherever it is that you've come from. Biden's just announced a new immigration plan that will allow 30,000 migrants a month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the United States. This administration's quote-unquote plan to fix the border is almost entirely focused on importing more migrants to the country. His plan offers nothing to the American people. It offers nothing to secure our border. And instead it places the interests of foreign nationals over American citizens. And the U.S. immigration system is supposed to work in a way that first and foremost benefits Americans. But they only view, the Biden administration only views immigration through the interests of the migrants hoping to come here. I'm an immigrant, a legal immigrant. I've said it 1,000 times. I waited in that long line with the rest of the immigrants. And in 1989, I rose my right hand in the L.A. Convention Center, standing next to 2,500 of my fellow new immigrants that either had arrived years ago like I did, 12 years before I had a green card, or relatively new in the last 3 or 4 years, and they worked hard. They studied hard to pass the test. They swore an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States because we had to prove ourselves. But Biden and the leftists that he's surrounded by, they're prioritizing immigrants over Americans. They want more immigrants. And they don't care how they come over. As we can see demonstrated, if you watch the nightly news and you see the borders in Eagle Pass or Yuma or wherever it is that they're crossing the border. And they're trudging through the green salad fields of Yuma, which provides 90% of our romaine, lettuce, and kale in the United States. And they're polluting the fields. Where is the outrage from our media and Washington, D.C.? Where is the outrage over illegal aliens who are muling in fentanyl? I don't blame them individually. They're making a living sponsored by the drug cartels to try to put food on the table for their children. They don't know better. They're just trying to take care of their families. I don't blame the illegal immigrants. I blame this administration for being absolutely 100% tone deaf. They have the blood of our kids and our friends and our family members on their hands that are overdosing on, right now on a Xanax drug. They took a Xanax drug and they died because it isn't Xanax. It's laced with fentanyl. Made in Mexico, made in China, escorted into the United States by the drug mules and killing our kids. Biden's quick trip to the border was insulting. He spent 2 hours in El Paso. He took a photo up at the border wall and he jetted back to Washington, D.C. with a ready-made-to-read speech. America deserves leaders who take crises seriously. And we have none right now. None. If House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants to live up to his promise, to his word, to his vow, to probe the Biden administration's dereliction of duty at the border, then do it. You don't answer to the Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Biden, President Biden, you do not answer to the Chamber of Commerce, who benefits from illegal aliens entering into the country so that migrant vans can move around the United States and pick your crops that you enjoy at your Washington, D.C. eateries. You answer to the American people. You answer to the taxpayers. You answer to the moms and dads that are laying awake at night wondering whether or not their son or their daughter is going to be dead in the morning because they happen to take somewhat what they thought was a non-threatening Xanax drug. And people are dying. I've seen it firsthand. These aren't bad kids that are doing bad things. I took my share of smoked some weed in college. Could have killed me with the fentanyl today. Who the heck knows? Anyway, we'll be back for the third and final hour tonight. Don't go away. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Boy, I'm riled up. More come here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.